Today is Thursday, March 28th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today, we are reading from Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before me. For there's no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with fear as with a shield.
Nearly every biblical psalm has a few lines that cause me to bristle. They rub me the wrong way, too violent or abrasive. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man is in that category. So it's helpful on this Maundy Thursday, to remember how God deals with the bloodthirsty and deceitful. Very truly, I tell you, one of you is going to betray me. At the same Passover table just a moment ago, they had argued about who would be the greatest. Now Peter and John are whispering about the identity of the alleged traitor. The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me, Jesus said. One moment they want to know which of them is the hero, the next, which is the villain. One thing's for sure, Nothing is more important to these guys than keeping score. When Judas abruptly left in the middle of the meal, they assumed he'd gone out to make an offering for the poor. After all, he is the treasurer. He's always run the books. In reality, he went out to collect money for the life of the rabbi, the savior, the king of kings, sold for a handful of shekels. Judas may be the obvious villain, but he's certainly not the only villain. Within 24 hours, they'd all been the one to dip the bread into the bowl. All betrayed him in one way or another. All sold him for the currency of their own honor, comfort, convenience. All discarded the name at which every knee will bow to try to keep their own names unstained. And we've all followed suit, all dipped our hands into the cup of betrayal, all stained his name to keep our own clean. They wanted to keep score, and so do we. Thank God Jesus didn't. Jesus didn't, and Jesus doesn't. Spirit of the living God, search me and know me. Show me any offensive way in me. Uncover the hidden thoughts, motives, and forgotten actions by which I've been bloodthirsty and deceitful. Jesus, the royal king who came to serve, I throw myself on your new mercies this morning. I freely confess in the assurance of your free forgiveness. My confidence today rests not on my merit, but your grace. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man.
In the face of the sin in us, Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." In the very next breath, though, in the face of the sin in our world, he taught us to pray, "Deliver us from the evil one." We call on his mercy to redeem when we confess the darkness in us. We call on his power to redeem when we contend against the darkness in our world. Victorious Savior, I hold before you now the darkness looming over your children in our world. Darkness as broad as oppression, as personal as poverty, and everything in between. Come, Lord Jesus, in power, to set your world right. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds. May your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now at the sun's rising. Amen.